I am glad we got this set up again.
Yeah, me too. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Good, good. Thank you.
Are you ready for today's session?
Yes, I am. Just finished the gym and I'm all here.
You're all here. So you're in a place where you can go through all of what you want to go through today.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So I just want to check in from last time. What has been working for you? What have you done since last time?
So last time, I think we discussed like putting everything on paper, just prioritizing what I have to do. And I think after speaking about it, I now realize that, okay, they're not as difficult as I thought they were because they were like floating around in my head. And I did get a few things accomplished, not entirely everything, but at least the things that were probably stressing me the most.
Okay. And how has that been working for you?
I don't know, it just made like the process easier. So once I got like the first thing done, I like crossed it off the list, the second thing done, it just got better. But I do have still a lot of things that I need to do that I hope to try to get done in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, so we have 40 minutes starting now.
Yeah.
And if we were going to focus on today's session, where would you like to start exploring?
I think the one thing that I would really like to discuss is procrastination. I realize that it's something that I have, and by procrastinating it, I feel like it stresses me less, but in reality, it does the total opposite effect. So the more I procrastinate, the more I start thinking about it in the back of my head rather than like just getting it out of the way. I don't know. I've just been like super lazy and I don't want to be lazy. Like I have so much work I need to do. It's like driving me insane.
Okay. How would you like this situation to be?
I guess more, you know, I want to get things done. I want to be more on top of things. So instead of like just pushing a task to the side because I feel like I'll do it later, I'd rather just deal with it now and just get it out of the way. Like I've been in situations where I got things done and it was like so simple and easy for me. But then I've been in other situations where like now I have like a pile of work I have to do. And I don't know where to start. And the easiest thing for me is just say, I'll just do it tomorrow. Or I'll just do it over the weekend.
So I just want to check in if I'm hearing you clearly. You want to focus on getting the things that you're putting off, the procrastination, being lazy, getting things done. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I want to kind of like start getting things done without the, because you know, when you procrastinate, you feel like you're buying yourself more time when in reality you're like thinking about it more. So it like stresses you more. And for me, I have like my laptop open and I have like four tabs I need to start working on. And I just keep waiting for like the right time, but the right time never comes. So just ends up being like super late.
What would you like to have at the end of the session that you don't have now?
I think this also goes back to what I said last time. It's more like motivation, like the motivation to stop procrastinating. Like to get stuff done, to get them moving, be more productive. I guess that this is what this is what it is. It narrows down to productivity.
Okay. And on a scale of, let's say, 1 to 10, where do you think you are now in terms of this topic?
Productivity and procrastination. I feel like I'm on a 10 in procrastination, but I'm like on a 3 in productivity.
So where would you like to be in terms of productivity?
I'd like to be at least an 8. Like, I want to be able to get stuff done. I don't want to be like that, you know, like workaholic person that only thinks and talks about work. But I want to be able to like get things done when I have to get them done. You know, since now I'm like in transition mode, there's no sense of urgency. But it's all like piling up, and one day it's going to be like, okay, I have to get this done now, and it's going to be too late. And so it's just like the piling up of things.
Mm-hmm. So what I'm hearing is you are currently at a 3 in terms of productivity, and you'd like to be at an 8.
Yeah, at least.
Okay. So what is missing?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think it's just, I don't know. I don't know what's missing. It needs like the will in me to like get it done. Because I love like chilling on the couch. You know, I've been productive the past few days, more like I've been gymming, I've been working out. And I think that there's only like the limited amount of energy I can spare per day. And it's like, oh, I'd rather just sit on my couch and just relax. But then at the corner of my eye, I can see my laptop and the screen is like just looking at me, and I have to get it done. But it's just, I don't have that. Like, I don't know. I don't know what's stopping me. Just lazy these days.
What will be different if you achieve this goal for today?
I think the like for me, I have a few proposals I need to prepare, proposals for potential clients that when I do start the new company. I think it's the reason why I'm not like so excited about working on these is that I don't know if I'm going to get these clients. So we're just in the initial phase right now. So I'm just like, oh, I'm going to work on it and I might not even get this client. So it's just like the uncertainty. This is why I'm putting it off. It's not like if you do this proposal, I'll directly approve it. Do you get what I mean? So it's just like that. Like, do I need to like waste my energy on something that is not important? Or it could be the total opposite. It could be one of like my biggest clients. So it's just, do I really want to get up and like work on it?
And what happens if you did get up and work on it?
I have a very big chance of getting this client. Like, I have a very big chance of like getting more clients. So the more proposals I do, the more chances I have of like securing clients before I start the new agency. Mm. See, like, they're all good things, but it's just like, I need to actually do something and stop procrastinating.
What do you feel is in the way to get things done?
My well-being. I'm so relaxed. I'm like, I like this relaxing life, you know? I think it's just because I've been like on the go this whole time, and it's like I have a minute to breathe, and it's like I don't want to rush to jump into the next section, but it's so crucial for me to do this. Otherwise, you know, I'm just gonna, I may lose the opportunity. But that's not what I want. I want to be able to like, because imagine like if I got the project, or if I got the proposal and I got it done, it would take me like literally what, 30 minutes, done, onto the next one. It would literally take me probably an hour of my day to get all of this done. Whereas procrastination is like taking so much of my mind that I have to think about it at least like an hour a day until I get it done. I don't know what
to
do.
When you say the word, I'll be done, your voice is just really firm.
Yeah.
So how would it feel? How would you feel if you did get things done?
I'd feel so good. I feel relaxed. Like, when I do go out, I feel less guilty. When I do, like, sit and watch TV, I'm not always, like, just thinking about it. Because always, you know, like, I feel like your subconscious is always, like, retaining this information, and you, like, subconsciously just keep thinking about it. Just, like, it's always in your head. It's like proposals floating up there, but nothing is actually done. But I think that if I start working on it and I get it out of the way, it won't take up so much of my mind space, you know? So it will feel good.
And feeling good, what will that allow you to do?
I think to be more productive. I think basically it's like, if I open the door of productivity, it won't stop. I think I'm just trying to buy more like chill time as much as I possibly can before the whole like the big boom in October where I start my new agency. But then this has like a reverse effect. So if I don't do this, I might not have a successful, you know, first month.
What does productivity mean to you?
Getting stuff done as fast as I possibly can and doing it and doing them right. Clients or potential clients, they see like this good side of you, which is like the fast and the professional. And so by being productive, it's just getting stuff done that I have to do in order to achieve a specific goal.
Mm-hmm. And what have you attempted to do so far to transform the situation?
Nothing. Like, I opened my laptop right before I spoke to you, and I'm just like, I can just see the presentation there. I started like occasionally working on it from yesterday, little bits here and there, but did I sit down and try to finish the presentation? Not really. Like, I always see something in the corner of my eye that could like distract me, like, oh, my TV or my dog or I'm hungry, or like I need to focus.
And when you need to focus, what does that mean?
Just zone out and just get it done.
Mm-hmm. And what's happening right now that tells you this is important to you?
You mean the, like, these are important that I have to get them done?
The whole productivity, getting things done. What's happening right now that tells you this is important to you?
It's because now I'm basically starting from scratch. So I'm technically on my own until I start hiring people. So if the longer I wait, the better the chances are that I will lose these clients, then I won't be able to hire anyone. So I see the consequences, like they're there. The fact that, you know, I may lose these really good potential clients. They might say that I'm not professional, etc. But for some reason, my relaxation vibes to me are like so important at this point. It's like I really want to work on them, but I can't be bothered, but I have to. Like, it's so conflicting. I guess if I work on them, like I said, I'll be done in an hour. I really, really need to work on my life.
And when you say I need to work on my life and getting things done in an hour,
it would significantly increase the quality of my life, I think. Just the whole, like, I think you're like, I don't know, when you get stuff done and you like check chores off your list, and it's a feel good vibe, you know. I'm just worried that if I get into this, then I won't stop working.
Mm-hmm. And the feel good vibes that come with getting things done. How is this going to help you get results for your goal?
I guess generally when you're like super positive, you start to be more productive and you do things like for me, when I'm feeling good, I do things, you know, I revise them. I do things like with passion. I do things like from all my heart. But if I'm just like slacking off and I just have to do it to get it done, I never end up like delivering quality work. So for me, my objective is to start producing and like getting things done just so that I can like reach that feel good state, you know? Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to check in. I asked you earlier on what would you like to have at the end of the session today. Do you feel the conversation is going towards, is helping you get results?
I feel like, you know, the second you and I end this conversation, I'm probably going to like migrate to where my laptop is and see where I can go from there. Because just realizing that it'll only take me an hour probably will end up, I might even finish it in less. So it's just, it feels like it's so attainable, but I'm just like putting it off for God knows what reason. And I feel like, yeah, maybe like by the end of this phone call, I'll probably be a little bit more productive than I usually am at this stage.
Okay. So we're exploring where you want to be and where you are at the moment and just looking at options. What could you do if you didn't have procrastination?
I think my, probably like my circle of clients, my connections, my networks, because procrastination for me is not just at work. Like I put things off. If people call me, let's go out, there's an event, I just kind of shrug it off and I don't go. It's just too much of a hassle for me to get up and fix my hair and makeup and blah, blah, all of that. So for me, like, I think the whole point is like my comfort. I love my comfort too much to put an effort into something. I like the easy way out, basically. Especially now, like, at the stage where I finally get to breathe. So I'm loving this, like, relaxed life. But you know what I mean? So I think that if I didn't procrastinate, I probably will be able to enjoy it more. Probably, like, I'd have more opportunities because I close doors on a lot of things. So opportunity-wise, I think that would help.
What I'm hearing is that you're having a relaxed life right now.
Yeah.
What do you see in 3 months' time? Where do you see yourself?
I hope to see myself, you know, launch the new company and it's successful and I have like the staff that I want and professional team. But in order to reach there, I have to start like building them from now, from today, from this minute, you know?
Mm. What would be different in 3 months?
I probably will have a team. So I have other people to rely on when I'm in this. Like for me, okay, I love doing proposals and presentations, but it's not, I like the creativity more behind it rather than the paperwork and the typing and the putting things together. So I think that I have to do these now in order for me to be able to hire a team and to be able to like reach like this level of like fast paced agency life that I'm used to.
Mm-hmm. And if we were going to look at a way forward, what actions, just looking at a way forward, what are actions you are now just ready to commit to?
The second I get a commitment, I need to execute it. So if I get a project, I have to try to work on it as soon as I can and not slip it under the rug so that I don't have to keep coming back and forth and just thinking about it. I think if I instantly act, I won't need to bring it up again.
Mm. And if you had the option to instantly act, what would you feel about yourself?
productive. I want to be productive. I want to feel like, you know, there's nothing that I can't do, and that I don't want to feel like I'm lazy and I'm careless, because I'm quite the opposite. I care, but I just, not today, you know. I don't care enough today to like move. I'm just trying to enjoy the freedom of being work free for just a little bit longer. But then I realize that I can still enjoy this freedom, but I just have to just work a little bit more so that I can be free in like 10 years.
So I'm just hearing two things right now. I'm hearing I really want to be productive and get started and get my company going. At the same time, I'm hearing I still want to enjoy the time that I have off now until I get my company started in October.
Yeah, they both basically like contradict themselves, because I want to, but there's a difference. Like for me, it's like I want to enjoy, but I need to work. So there, for me, it's like I love having this like relaxation. I don't go to work as long as I should, because now, you know, the transition phase, I don't need to be there. So I'm kind of getting used to this, like, you know, coming home whenever I want and feeling like I don't have that many responsibilities. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, don't enjoy this too much, because there's so much that you have to do for you to be able to be relaxed later. So in the future, for you to reach this like level of calmness and level of like contentment, I need to work now. I'll get there, but just I have to start now.
And for me, the word freedom is just coming up. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah. For me, number one, I'm free of my partners. So now I don't have to follow any rules, any strict rules that they have for running the company. That's the first one. The second one is, I believe like when you work so hard, eventually 5-10 years down the line, you're going to feel accomplished. You're going to feel like some sort of freedom that you have, like financially, like what do you say it like financially free, like you feel like you can take more risks. You don't have to really stress on the small things. You call us like you grow, you move up, and life just keeps going, getting better from there. So this is where I want to reach 5-10 years down the line.
And when you said don't enjoy this too much, what's behind that?
The freedom now? Like I don't want to get sucked into this like life, you know? So like I don't want to be very carefree. I have goals. I have things I need to do. I have a company that I'm opening in a month, you know. I'm going to travel in September. I'm going to take that time off, but I want to be able to finish all of these things so that when I travel, I don't have to think about them.
Okay. So what else can you apply from what you learned about yourself today?
I think that like I have to take baby steps. I don't think I'm going to be able to finish everything tonight. I think just by thinking about it, like, okay, I can take like small milestones, maybe start with one proposal, start with another one. Not being able to finish it, it's fine. I can continue it tomorrow, but at least like get one thing done so I have one less thing to worry about. And I think that I do have the will. It's just, do I really have to do it now, you know? But no, definitely, I need to get the ball moving.
And what would it take to get the ball moving?
I think I just need to like snap out of this lazy mood that I'm in. Work hard for like an hour, and then maybe like reward myself by like, I don't know, just sitting on my phone. And I think it's just this whole get the momentum moving. that's what I think is important at this point.
When we first started, you said your productivity level is 3. Where are you now versus where you were?
I feel like a 5.5, 6 maybe. I'm not sure. Like I have to see once I start typing. But mind you, I'm eyeing I'm more focused on the computer. You know, I can see it. I'm reading the words. Like at the beginning, I'm just trying to avoid it. You know, like I don't even want to see what's on that page. But now I'm just like I'm excited to start my night on the computer.
So we're going to go back into the way forward again and ask you about what actions are you ready now to commit to?
I'm going to get something done today. At least one thing done. And if I feel like I can do something more, then I will. But my goal is to just accomplish one thing that I've been holding off for so long. Because خلاص, like I'm not going to be able to anymore. Mm-hmm. The month is coming to an end. I need to finalize at least one thing out of the way. I have to. It's so important.
Is there anything else you need to consider before taking these actions?
No, I think just clear my mind. Just focus. Try to clear myself of any distractions. And just focus entirely on just nailing this one and then moving on to the next section.
Okay. What obstacles are in your way?
At this moment, there's nothing but my mindset. Mm-hmm. I have nothing stopping me. Like, there's no one at home. I have the freedom to do whatever I want. It's not like I have, you know, a commitment. No, this is the only thing I have to do tonight.
So I hear a lot of clarity.
Yeah.
Coming from you.
No, for sure. Okay. For sure. I feel more like, you know, I'm speaking to you on the phone and I'm getting closer to my laptop, you know, I'm just, you know, it was like really far away, but now I'm just like, okay. Once this conversation is over, I'm just going to like leave everything behind and just try to finalize this because I'm done waiting.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
And who do you need to tell about this commitment that you're just ready to get started?
No one. I'm just going to do it. You're the only person that knows.
And just checking in again, how are you different than when we first started this session?
No, I feel more like motivated. I do. I feel more like I want to get it done, you know? Definitely, like when we first started the conversation, it was just like, okay, I'm just going to be talking about procrastination. It's going to make me want to procrastinate even more. But now I'm ready.
Okay. What would you say is the biggest learning from the session today?
That it's not as big of a deal as I'm making it seem. Like this whole, like these small tasks that I have to do, they're not as far as I anticipated them to be. Like there are so many things I can accomplish so fast. But it's just the realization that it takes literally an hour and you're done. You're done for the day. You're done for the week. On to the next one, you know?
So at the beginning, I asked you, what would you like to have at the end of the session that you didn't have at the beginning?
What did I say?
And you said, I would want to have the motivation and to stop procrastination.
I have the motivation. Surely, I feel more motivated than I did in the beginning.
Okay. what would you say is the biggest, or what can you share about what happened in the coaching session today?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
What can you share about what happened to you in the coaching session today?
I think, again, like when you talk about things, it's not that, it's not as bad as I made it seem, you know, like I think I have more clarity, if that makes any sense. Like I know what I want to do and I know what I have to do to get it done. All I need to do is just apply it. Like it's so simple. I just need to apply it. I just need to do it. And then I'll reach my goal. Like there's nothing stopping my way. I have no obstacles. It's just me. It's just I'm my own obstacle.
Okay. And I'm just looking at time. I know we still have 10 minutes. And do you feel you have gained value from the session today? I hear that you said clarity. Is there any other value that you have gained?
Definitely, like clarity being one of them. More like I have the energy. I'm excited. So I mean, I can't believe it's only been 30 minutes. I feel like we've accomplished so much or I've accomplished so much in a short time. And no, I just feel more like energetic. I'm more excited.
Okay. And do you feel that you have everything that you need from today's session?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Like, again, just in the beginning of the session, I was like kind of like leaned in to my couch, you know, like dissolving. Now I'm more like I'm sitting up, you know, I'm ready to like just move forward. I'm ready to stand up, pick up my laptop, put it on the table and start working, you know?
Yeah, I hear that excitement in your voice.
Yeah.
Well, before we hang up, is there anything else that you want to share or consider or
nothing but the fact that, you know, I stand in myself's way a lot because I'm just, I don't know, lazy at times, not always, like it's not something that I always have, but sometimes I just want to relax. And I think that by saying this over and over, like, I just want to relax, I just want to relax, I'm like digging myself into a deep hole. But just like getting it done with and just relaxing afterwards, like rewarding myself, I think is what I have to start doing, because I'll gain more out of this productivity and I'll feel good about myself. So I think just speaking about it just makes it more attainable for me. But that's all. I think we discussed everything and I feel good.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you're ready to take off, get things going, take some action. So I'm going to let you go and do that.
Okay. Thank you so much for this call.
Thank you. Thank you for making time for yourself and being available.
Yep, thank you.